so that you can hear it good. And please, let's hear all of the phones ringing behind us. We want ring, 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 like that. 877-500-5266. Know that your dollars make a difference. Please call us right now. And now, back to, I want to tell you, Right to Survive is coming up. One of our great local programs. I don't think you'll ever hear a program like this on any other station. You know, show your support and do it right now. 877-500-5266. And now back to our programming.
What's your vision for your community radio station? How do you see the mission of KABU? The KABU Foundation has a programming charter and strategic plan, and now it's time for a mission and vision statement to help direct our policy and inspire the community. From now through May 15th, we're inviting member input on our website. Visit kboo.fm/survey2015 to take our survey. You can also read up on our programming charter and other guidelines and find frequently asked questions at the same page, kboo.fm/survey2015. Or you can pick up a copy of the survey at the station. And on Saturday, May 30th, we'll be hosting a mission and vision retreat for members. If you'd like to attend, get in touch with Monica Beamer and RSVP. The email address is monica@kboo.org. Thank you for being an active member of KABU.
KABU would like to say thank you to our community partners that are feeding our volunteers today. Breakfast is from Crema Bakery at 2728 Southeast Ankeny, serving morning pastries, coffee, teas, cakes, sandwiches, and soups. Lunch is from Bridges Cafe and Catering at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, committed to using local and organic ingredients. Breakfast served all day and lunch on weekdays. Dinner is from Marrakesh at 1201 Northwest 21st Avenue, open daily 5 to 10 p.m. with belly dancing Wednesday through Sunday, serving Moroccan cuisine since 1989.
A group of water activists briefly took over.
You're listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 in Portland. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak of Right to Survive. On this show, we go to Ground Zero, Portland, Oregon, and report news and stories that corporate media don't cover. We'll bring the uncut reality from the perspective of the unhoused community.
This is Lisa Fay with Right to Survive Radio. R2S Radio goes into the houseless community, making their voices heard, speaking to individuals on subjects that directly relate to their daily struggles.
Somebody help me.
That's work.
This is not healthy.
Oh, man.
I am not wealthy.
What I do, have the power to break the chains.
Let's kick off this hour of Right to Survive Radio. I'm Lisa Faye, here with Ibrahim Mubarak, and our show is about the events that took place in Denver, Colorado. First off, Right to Survive went to Denver to support Colorado's Right to Rest bill, House Bill number 1264. And even though it did not make it out of the House, folks felt positive, knowing that Colorado and states across the country are standing together to raise awareness about the needs of the unhoused. I know we will be back next year to support in Colorado as they try again. A second event took place in Denver during the same period of time, the National Convention on Houselessness. We were there along with friends from New York, Arizona, Oregon, and around the country. Stay tuned as our guest fill you in as to what they're doing in other cities to justly better the lives of the unhoused everywhere. As many of our loyal listeners know, we are in a pledge drive here on KBOO 90.7 FM. As the longest-running community-based and led station, we need your support. Ibrahim and myself will be live in studio to take calls and hear from you. Please feel free to call in and ask us about Right to Survive and to help us meet our pledge goal to keep shows like Right to Survive on the air, along with all the other wonderful programming you enjoy here on KBOO. Now, let's get this show started.
This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in the Houseless Community in Ground Zero in Denver, Colorado at the Right to Rest Act convening with organizations from all over this country, 17 different organizations. And today I'm here with
Dwayne Pride.
Dwayne Pride, are you from Denver or are you living in Denver now?
Yeah, I'm living in Denver now.
And are you houseless?
Yes, I am.
How long you been housing?
It's been about 2.5 years, 3 years.
And it's all been here in Denver, or you came from another city or state?
It's been here in Denver.
And how is the houseless community treated in Denver?
Probably very similar to most places.
Like, I mean, give me some graphics.
I would say that they're looking for places to live, you know. It's not the best situation.
And how's business people, the house community, the politicians, how are they treating? And the police, can't forget them. How's the police treating the houseless community?
I would say that would be on an individual basis. You know, I think overall, it's not the number one problem in Denver as far as criminality is concerned, but I know a lot of people are concerned about this right to rest and people's rights to just be where they are. I know there's a camping ban that is brought about a new concern in the last year that, you know, you can't camp on the 16th Street Mall, which is at one time was probably like the biggest place where people usually stayed or assembled themselves to be houseless or homeless and probably stayed around the most.
And since you've been direct affected by it, what do you think about the Right to Rest Act deal?
I think we definitely should explore that to the fullest extent, and it's something that you do have the right to do that. It's just a natural reality, you know, just something that goes on in a 24-hour day.
And so for the listening audience who haven't been following Denver's Right to Rest Act bill or didn't have the opportunity and the privilege to come here, do you know the name of that? It's HB, what, 1264?
I believe so, yes.
So you can look at HB 1264 in Denver, Colorado. Colorado. Is there anything else you would like to say?
I'd like to say that hopefully I would like to see people get together on an economic basis and see if there's a way to get together and raise monies, raise awareness that people need to understand that jobs are a concern. Also, the money and the lack of resources that it takes to house people. I mean, the core concern here is that there is a lack of housing or no housing, and the only way to get it is for people to be able to afford it or be able to move into these places that are not there right now, you know, and I think the only way that's going to happen is if there's an allocation of resources for people to be able to have homes or to have apartment units or whatever those mobile homes, the tiny houses, whatever it is that they need. People need to be taken off the street or taken out of shelters and given opportunities to, you know, have normal lives.
And you're a working houseless yourself, and can you tell us what you're doing?
Basically, I'm a vendor with the Denver Voice, and I've been doing that for quite some time now.
What is Denver Voice?
Denver Voice is a street paper here in the metro area, and it deals with homelessness, poverty, art, local news, national news, and that's what I basically do to raise awareness, also to make a living.
Thank you very much, Pride, and it was a pleasure to meet you.
Good evening. This is Lisa Fay, one of the hosts of Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM. And as many of you know out there, tonight is a pledge night. Here at KBOO, one of the longest running community radio stations in the nation, we are having our pledge drive. I would like to reach out to you, my listeners, and have you donate just a little bit, or maybe a lot, to keep programs like Right to Survive on the air. One way you can do so is by going online to kboo.fm. Or you could call in your pledge at 877-500-5266. A small monthly donation of $5, that's only $60 a year, can be deducted from your account monthly. Here at Right to Survive, we are looking forward to continuing to be on the air for many years and reaching out to our community and sharing the stories of the unhoused community with all our listeners out there. This month, we are coming to you from Denver, Colorado, where a big conference on houselessness took place. So, for now, we would love for you to call in your donation to 1-877-500-5266 or go online and support us at kboo.fm. Whether you give a few dollars or you give a lot, it means everything to community radios like stations like KBOO to stay on the air and continue giving you the shows that you enjoy listening to. So, remember, if you give $5 a month, that's only $60 a year. You could do it either in a one-time donation, or you could spread it out through 12 months. 12 months is only $5 a month. Soon we'll be coming up with great prizes. We'll be right back.
Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio, KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in the houseless community in Denver, Colorado on Ground Zero at the National Convention for the Right to Rest Bill. And today I'm here with
Janine Jeffries.
Hey, Janine Jeffries, are you houseless or formerly houseless?
Formerly houseless, but now I'm also on a housing program, which is always a constant being on the verge of being houseless.
Okay, and so you were instrumental in bringing this group of people together. And can you tell us how many different organizations and people showed up over the weekend for this convention in Denver?
From what my understanding, there was a collective organization of about 38 organizations from the U.S., and there's probably a good 60 or so folks in the room representing these respective organizations.
And how many states was it?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it was 17 states, yeah. Yeah.
What prompted you to do this Right to Rest bill and bring everybody in Denver together?
Well, Jerry Jones from the National Coalition for the Homeless approached our organization, Bayard, to host this event here in Denver. And I have been personally working with our local homeless-led group, Denver Homeless Out Loud, since my internship. And I have always believed in the Right to Rest Act and the surveying of homeless people, that rights for all people needs to be instrumental throughout the U.S., not just here. And so just having that firm belief, because I understand that we are all human beings. It doesn't matter what our situation is. That's just a situation. We all deserve rights to not be harassed or criticized or, you know, being treated unfairly. So that's close to my heart, because that connects with all folks. That connects with all folks. And so I believe their push. I believe in the strength that they're carrying. I believe in what they're saying to everyone else in the community, that we deserve a right to just to be able to sit down on a basic biological level. That just makes all the sense in the world. We all get tired. We need to sit. And so it's very basic. It's a very basic human need that it seems like it's being unmet, which is absolutely ludicrous. And I feel that more folks need to be aware that these things are going on, because I don't think they realize that people are not allowed to sleep. They're not allowed to eat. They're not allowed to sit. And I mean, that's not okay.
So what do you think about the outcome of yesterday's vote?
For the hearing? Well, I will say this. I will say that initially, I got emotional. The first impact was, oh no. You know, that's just one more message that's telling us to move along. That's just one more message of saying, you know, you don't count. You're still invisible. You're still the unheard. But then as I processed a little bit through it, I realized that we had two major victories. One, after 4.5 years of Denver Homeless Out Loud, you know, working to put this bill in front of this a committee like that, that's a win. We are now sitting at the table. And two, to have a national presence behind us, that's another win. We are generating critical mass, and that is significantly important. So those two wins take precedence over that one initial defeat.
Thank you very much. This is Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we in Denver, Colorado, in the houseless community on Ground Zero. And we're here with
Raven Lyle.
Raven Lyle, how long have you been houseless?
About a year and a half right now, but pretty much all my life.
Have that all been in Denver, Colorado, or a different place?
No, I've been here for about 30 years.
Okay. And how do you find the politicians, the police, the general public treating the houseless community here in Denver?
We're on radio, so I got to be careful, I guess, huh?
You can't swear.
The politicians, I was just having a discussion with a friend of mine. They use a lot of excuses, a lot of laws and a lot of stuff to move us along. And bottom line, you know, they say, oh, we're giving them a lot of services, so they don't need any rights. And it doesn't have anything to do with services. It has, you know, dignity. That's basically all it has to do with. And it's just impossible to live day to day without being harassed, ticketed, moved along, or even arrested. It's just ridiculous.
And so you said, I heard you say something about rights. Why, when you instantly lose your housing, you have no rights? Why do you think that?
I think that there's a stigma that's attached to me and people that live in the streets. I think that they just don't want to see us. It makes them feel bad, so they can make us feel bad and then they feel better somehow. If they don't see us, they don't have to worry about us.
So what about what happened yesterday at the hearing? What's your feeling on that?
It was a victory. It was an awesome victory. At first, I felt like I was out of steam. I was like, okay, well, now what? But I know people that are in California. They've been doing it for 2-3 years now. And I'm ready to drive on. I'm ready. I thought it was a victory. I think that we changed. We brought the conversation up. We changed some people's narrative. We let people know that, you know, we want our rights. We want dignity.
And so for the listening audience and the people who don't know about the bill, can you give the name of the bill so they can look that up at their time?
Yeah, it's HB 1264.
And that's the Right to Rest Act bill, right? And it was at the House, not the Senate.
Yeah, it was at the House, and it is the Right to Rest Act.
Anything else you would like to add?
That's good. Thank you.
No problem.
Bust the loose. Bust the loose. Give me the breakdown.
All right, now, let's bust it loose. Let's bust loose and listen more of this great radio show. I'm Ibrahim Mubarak from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO.FM, 90.FM on your radio dial. And let's bust loose with those wallets and contribute to cable so you can hear more of what happens on the street in the on Ground Zero in the houseless community. Or you can call us at 1-877-500-5266.
I'm Lisa Faye, one of the hosts of Right to Survive Radio here on KBOO 90.7 FM. And I am here tonight to say that it is time for us to reach into our pockets and contribute to our local community radio station. Only here at KBOO can you find the shows that really have meat and grit and you can sink your teeth into and just enjoy. We have Democracy Now in the mornings and live local talk radio and Political Perspectives. And all throughout the day, there's a wealth and variety of different music venues. Music venues like country and western, or jazz, or reggae and Caribbean, punk rock, hip hop, electric, jazz, blues. All your Grateful Dead fans out there, I know you're listening. Now is the time. Please call in to 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. You know, whether you give a small monthly donation or you're able to give a little more, say $20 a month, spread that out through a year, that's $240. $240 that helps keep programs like these wonderful shows on the air. We enjoy listening. Ibrahim and myself enjoy listening to KBOO as we're driving in the car, when we're at home making dinner, when we wake up in the morning. Just having this community connection and this community station is a valuable resource for our lives. We get our news from KBOO because we have valuable, talented interviewers and a news program that people just love to listen to. We're at kboo.fm online. And the phone number again here to donate is 877-500-5266. Please give us a contribution today. Make our faces smile. Make your day filled with abundance by donating to KBOO. Ibrahim, here at Right to Survive Radio, what is some of the things that make this show such a great opportunity for people to listen?
Some of the things for this great show, we have a give a flash drive if you donate just $6.25 a month. You can buy candy bars for more than that. And you can listen to all the shows that KBOO have, like Turning the Tail on Climate Change, or the Word Church, Churchill, or W.E.B. Du Bois, and which include Molly Evans or Ken Kersey, and more. So come listen to our show on KBOO, or you can go online at kboo.fm, or call us at 1-877-500-5266. And that way, you keep the listening ears opening for what's happening on the streets in your community, and how houseless people are surviving, or how houseless people are getting criminalized. Again, tune in and donate for this membership drive right now. And it's time to call us at 1-877-500-522 and support KBOO so these people's voices will be heard and will not go undermined.
You know, one other thing that we have going is for a minimum of $60, you can get a KBOO t-shirt, a unisex flower tower t-shirt, or a KBOO, yes, or a KBOO versus MediaZilla, I'm sorry, that's great. You know, we have fun here at the station, and we are a volunteer-led station. So, you know, it really is a pleasure to come here and work.
It's time to donate.
The urgency is now. Again, the phone number is 877-500-5266. Pledge $60 and get a KBOO t-shirt. All right. Call in now or go online at kboo.fm.
And call in at 1-877-500-5266.
Of the Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial 1. I'm reporting from Ground Zero, Denver, Colorado, and today I'm here with
Marcus Moore.
Thanks for being here with us, Marcus Moore. How was your trip so far?
My trip has been lovely so far.
What brought you to Denver for this convention?
Well, we have heard that they're having a convention here in Denver, Colorado on homelessness, and that's a big thing right now across the nation. So my organization, Picture the Homeless, that's why we are here today.
Tell us a little bit about your organization. What do you guys do, and where are you guys based?
Well, we're from New York, and we're based in Manhattan, in Harlem. And the work that we do there, we organize, educate the general population, and we organize homeless and formerly homeless people on their rights. Yes. So that's what my organization, Picture the Homeless, does. We educate, we organize homeless and formerly homeless people on their rights.
How are you involved with the work? What's your, what do you do with Picture the Homeless? What's your role in the organization?
My role, I'm a member. And one of the things that I do there, I normally go out and I speak on things that's concerning homeless and formerly homeless people, such as we had a big thing going on in New York City on Stop and Frisk. That was big in New York City. So I was part of that process, my organization Picture the Homeless, and helping put legislation together where now across the nation that profiling homeless people is like a law. It's you know, we was one of the first organizations to start putting homeless people as a protected status in New York City.
What are some of the events and work that you guys are putting together with an organization to support your mission and accomplishing the goals that you all have in reaching out to the homeless community here?
We have two campaigns. One of them we deal with civil rights, and the other one we have a housing campaign. We are currently working with something that's called Community Land Trust. And with a Community Land Trust, what this does with this model, it pushes out speculation, okay? And it puts power back into the hands of the people where bankers can't come in and price people out of the communities and neighborhoods. So that's one of the things that we're doing to reach out to people who are getting a low income, and for folks who are, let's say, on public assistance, they used to call it welfare.
So what's your thought on Right to Rest on and the Senate bill that was happening in Denver?
Okay, well, I couldn't wait for you to ask me that, because I think that's a very powerful and interesting bill. I know in New York, police is always harassing and making people move for every little thing. You know, they don't want to see homeless folks. So that's a very interesting bill, because I truly feel that if you're street homeless, you have the right to be able to just stop for a minute or whatever and rest. Because, first of all, you're houseless, and you need a place where you can just be able to just gather your thoughts before you think about where you're going to move. Because in New York City, they are constantly, constantly moving homeless people around because they don't want them in public spaces. That's crazy.
Do you think this bill is going to take on nationwide?
I have a chance. I have a good chance. It's a good bill. I think you have a good shot. That's just my opinion, not because I'm part of, you know, an advocacy group that deals with homelessness right now. It has a chance. I like it. Frustration. I just took a deep sigh, and you know, because the outcome that I witnessed yesterday is just going to be a ripple effect around the nation, and I know what's coming.
This is a long battle.
This is a long, drawn, rugged battle.
What was some of the lesson learned from yesterday's Senate hearing, and what are some of the things that perhaps you can take back to your organization to make sure that in the future hearings, something that you learned?
Okay, so what I saw yesterday here in Denver, Colorado, what the outcome was that I think I could probably take back to my organization is to be ready to suspect anything, you know. I saw that they started off, some of the councilmen, they started off like that they was truly caring and understanding, but I realized that even here in Colorado, we can't be too emotional and stressed out over this thing, because I realized that this is about human beings. This is not about using homelessness as a commodity. So that is something I'm going to take back to my organization, that people in power is using homelessness as a commodity. So we have to be ready to organize around that. And, you know, we have to be ready to educate organizations and service businesses and educate our policymakers that homelessness is not a business.
Well, we thank you so much for being with us today, and it was a great opportunity to hear from you and the work that you're doing, and I'm sure this is going to be a long battle, but one with the passion and dreams that we can accomplish for bringing our people together.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here. Marcus Moore, thank you.
I hope this was helpful.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is my first time doing this. So.
Lisa Fay on Right to Survive Radio, back at Ground Zero, Portland, on KBOO 90.7 FM. And I'm going to be flipping the questions and interviewing Ibrahim Mubar. Ibrahim, how has your work as an activist changed over the years?
My work as an activist changed over the years in seeing the corruption of humanity in this country as companies, jobs, and the way people are being treated are taking out the backbone of this country, and that's being human rights and being humanitarian. The more I see people, families, and children sleeping on the streets by no fault of their own or by fault of their own, and the way they're being treated is saddening, being the richest, powerful, greatest country in the world. So I have a different outlook and a different take than most people, I believe, because I'm on the streets constantly every day seeing people frightened, scared, in tears, sad, depressed, hooked on drugs, dealing with mental issues, and acceptance of their gender preferences.
Ibrahim, you've traveled a lot for Right to Survive this year. Where are some of the places you have traveled?
Wow. I traveled to Tucson, Arizona, Detroit, Jackson, Mississippi, Denver, Colorado, in Washington, and throughout Oregon.
What is it like for the houseless in other cities?
I believe, you know, and I don't want the city to stop doing what they're doing. I believe that I think they're being made to deviate from their willpower because they became dependent instead of independent. And what I mean by that is that it's a system that constantly give out to people so that they stay in their comfort zone and won't try to improve themselves. Whereas in other cities and states, they suffer the same thing here, but it's more lenient. Like in Arizona, if you commit a crime, you can't get no services. In Colorado, they're afraid of making the houseless community a protective class. In Jackson, Mississippi, in Detroit, it's just abandonment. You know, it's nothing there. And the people here in Portland, Oregon, have it ever so easy because I guess it's a strong activist community here, and that's why in other states and cities, the activist community is not as strong as it is in Portland, Oregon.
Can you tell me a little about the Houseless Bill of Rights campaign that's sweeping across the country?
The Houseless Bill of Rights campaign is a bill of rights that remind this country and this government and the city officials and the decision makers of the constitutional rights. It's nothing different. It's nothing deterred. It's nothing that we're trying to have separate rights. It's the same rights. But the moment you leave from being a house person, you have no rights. And when you try to exercise those same rights that they program in our head that we grew up on, we get criminalized for that. And that's your human constitutional civil rights. I mean, it's human to relieve yourself. But the decision makers, the city official, and the government have no public restroom. So if you go to relieve yourself and you get caught, you have to register as a sex offender. And so they're imposing unjust laws on people exercising human rights, which is a godly right because God made us. Also, it's our human right to fall asleep. And if we can't sleep, we get sleep deprived, and sleep deprivation bring on mental issues, and then you have to register for mental health care, and they fill you up on pharmaceutical drugs, and they making money off of people's sadness and depression.
We only have a few minutes left. Could you tell me about some upcoming events that Right to Survive has coming this June and in July?
This June, we have our annual Pitch a Tent campaign, which again is a direct action and a in-your-face campaign to the city official where they allow people to put a tent up on the sidewalk of the parade route of the Rose Festival so they can stay overnight to watch the parade. They legalize that and bring it to the attention of the public. If you can legalize putting tents up as a means of recreation, why can't you legalize it to put tents up as a means of survival, not necessarily on a sidewalk on a busy street, but in a small encampment site where people can stay comfortable? If not, why they just can't say, hey, you know, you can walk and stand all night and on the streets until the parade, because that's what houseless people are made to do. They can't sit, they can't squat, they can't kneel, they can't sleep, but if they walking around, it's okay. Also, upcoming in July, we having the Best Graffiti Artist Contest in Portland, and that's going to be on July 11th. So we'll give you further detail. Go to our website, our blog, and our Facebook, or go down to Right to Dream 2, and we'll have flyers with more details on who's going to come. And we got people like Mike Renshaw and his wife Jenna. We got DJ Merv Swerve is going to be there, and dancers from the Philippines and graffiti artists in Portland.
Thank you, Ibrahim, for your time, and thank you to all our listeners and supporters out there. This is a pledge drive month, and we would like you to help keep our community radio station on the air. Please stay tuned, and thank you again for listening to Right to Survive Radio.
You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. You made me so very happy. You made me so, so very happy, baby. I'm so glad you came into my life.
How's it going, everybody? My name is Mario, and you're listening to Right to Survive Radio. We're here with Lisa, and this is the spring membership drive, and we need you to call right now. The number is 877-500-5266. It is important that you call and become a member. Any amount is very, very helpful. A sustaining membership would be the most helpful, but if you can give any amount, it would be great. But the thing is if you give $75, you can get a tree planted in your name and some other amazing gifts. You'll be able to talk to people on the phone, and they'll give you all the information that you need to know how to become a sustaining member. You can get it easily taken out of your bank account or off your credit card or debit card with the electronic funds transfer. So just call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm. You don't get to hear voices like Right to Survive's, people that are defiant against this oppressive system, and we need that voice to be heard. And so you can keep those voices on the air. Go to kboo.fm, 877-500-5266. What say you, Lisa?
Yeah, this is Lisa, and I agree. Each time we donate and support our community radio station, we are keeping programs that we enjoy listening to on the air. You know, community radio here in Portland has had a rich and diverse history, and I think that, you know, being part of KBOO is one of the best experiences I ever had. And I am a sustainer and a donor, and I would like to hear the phones ring and light up. And the number again to call is 877-500-5266, or go online and contribute with a very secure, very super convenient monthly donation or one-time donation. And you can go online at kboo.fm. Please come and reach out your support. Keep Rich Community Radio and all the shows that you love on the air. Talk to us and give us your suggestions and your input. We'd love to hear from
and
you.
And that number one more time is 877-500-5266. Now we're back with Right to Survive Radio.
That you like it, yeah.
Ibrahim Mubar from Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM on your radio dial. And today we're in a houseless community in Denver, Colorado, talking to the houseless people, the advocates, and the organizers. And we here with the Right to Rest Bill, and as a conveyance of about 60 people from 17 different states and organizations. And today I'm here with
Maria Cadell
and Marcus Harris.
And how long you all been in Denver?
I've been in Denver a little over 5 years.
And have you been homeless, houseless all that time?
I have been unhoused for about 4 years.
And Marcus?
I was born and raised in Denver. However, I have lived in Texas and in California. I have experienced homelessness in 5 different cities, 3 different states.
And in your experience, have houseless been treated with similar unjust laws or different?
Absolutely. And I think it's getting worse since I first became houseless because of all the police involvement and police contact that's being encouraged by society at large against houseless people.
And you are different than the houseless people that I've been having an encounter with here. You are camping in your van, you know, and that's one of the biggest things that's going on. People staying in vans and they saying it's unsafe, but I think it's safe because you're behind a locked door and everything and you're protecting yourself. It's better than sleeping on the street. So, Marie, what complications or good things have you did by sleeping in your van?
Well, actually, we don't sleep in our van. We are couch surfers.
Okay.
Using our van, we've been able to reach others that are out on the street, and we give supplies and anything that's needed that we have, we share with others. And since being in Denver, I came here 4 years ago to work with the homeless population, Denver Rescue Mission. I was supposed to be here 9 months. I ended up staying. I'm still here. So these are my people, and I love them, and whatever I can do for them is what I do.
And do they consider couch surfing houselessness? I know in some states or city they don't. Do they consider that houselessness?
They consider that unhoused. Homeless, yes. Uh-huh.
And so when they do the houseless count, do they come knocking people's door? Do you have any houseless people sleeping on your couch?
No. No, as far as I know, no. Yeah, when they do the point in time, it's usually just, it's people who appear to have few resources, people who hang out in places where people with few resources hang out in.
So what they're really saying is the count that they give every year is a lie.
It's a lie.
They don't do the invisible.
Absolutely. You're right. Absolutely.
So what do you think about the Right to Rest, what, HB 1264 Right to Rest Bill?
I think the Right to Rest Bill is much needed. And oftentimes when you talk about the Right to Rest, people think about just physically being pushed along. But you don't have the right to rest in your mind to be able to think about your next step. So, you know, it affects us totally, totally. The whole man is affected. The right to rest.
And Marcus, what do you think about the outcome on the House vote on the HB 1264?
I think the no vote, the no majority vote is tragic. It's heartbreaking, especially on a lot of different levels, but especially when you consider that, you know, sleep deprivation has been considered a form of torture, according to Geneva and the United Nations, you know, for years. And, you know, to deny that from your fellow human beings in your own city is tragic.
And I've also been told that sleep deprivation is harmful not only to a pregnant woman, but the baby that's inside of her.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't heard that, but I can only imagine, yeah. And that's something that, you know, the humanity of the whole, you know, conversation is often overlooked. And I think people forget sometimes that there are young children and whole families involved in this.
And you are a couple. Do they have any couple shelters here in Denver?
None that I know of. I think it's by design to keep people separated so families can't stay together. So it's by design.
So what do y'all both hope for the outcome of this convening?
I hope that people can recognize that we are human beings and we want the same rights as those that are housed. And we just want people to look into their hearts and to just see that, you know, this has to be done. The right to rest must be passed.
I agree. I think one of the things I'd like to see the passing of this bill is, you know, the fact that Maria and I, we don't really fit the visual profile of someone with few resources. And because of that, you know, we're treated differently, you know, allowed to use the restroom and things like that. And I think it's important for people to recognize that treating people differently based on how many resources they have is just about as shallow as you can get. And as a society, you know, our quality of life suffers because of those kinds of attitudes.
And Maria, one last point. Was you amazed or shocked at the number of people and organizations that came here to support Denver Out Loud?
Absolutely. I'm just amazed, and there's much love to all the people that came across the country to Denver. And I'm so glad that the sun broke out to show you how much we love you. God is good. Thank you so much for coming.
All right. Thank you both, too. Thank you.
You are listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO.FM on the radio, and also 90.7 FM on the radio dial. You need to call right now. It's urgent, 877-500-5266. Become a member. Become a sustaining member. You can be an electronic funds transfer type of member where it just gets taken out of your bank account. Real simple, real quick-like. And you can be one of those people that's truly sustaining a community-supported, community-empowered radio. And I'm sitting here with Aurora, who's part of the Right to Survive Collective, I do believe.
Oh, yes, I definitely am.
Awesome. And, you know, you need to call right now, please, and keep these voices online on the air. It's 877-500-5266. Or you can go to KBOO.FM and click on the banner. We're doing the spring membership drive. This is the makes KBOO KBOO, is that we don't have commercialized radio. We have actual community members speaking from those disadvantaged vantage points, but they're able to be out here and get their voices on the air. And it's really important for that to happen. And you can keep that happening by calling 877-500-5266.
Yeah, definitely. You want to call because I wanted to pick up another phone and get another donation in before my time is up here, which is going to be very shortly. I mean, it's definitely great to have this opportunity to be here and be on the air, and I'd like to come back again and actually do a radio show sometime. We can only do that with your donations.
Exactly, and we can get those donations from you right now if you call 877-500-5266, or you can go to KBOO.FM, become a sustaining member. Just $5 a month, $10 a month. Maybe if you are one of those folks that is working right now, you know, get an hourly wage, you can, you know, donate 1 hour a month, maybe 1 hour a week, you know, break it down like that. You know, how much do you listen to KBOO? Think about it like that. You really, you know, you listen to it a lot, so keep on supporting, you know. 877-500-5266 or KBOO.FM. This is the spring membership drive. You listen to Right to Survive Radio, and we bring you right now, you, the one who's about to call, right? You're going to call. You've been thinking, oh, I've been waiting to become a member. Now is the time to become a member. We've only got a few more days left in the spring membership drive, and it's important to finish strong, and you can be one of those folks that helps us finish strong here at KBOO. So it's 877-500-5266, or you can go to KBOO.FM. This is community radio, and it is powered by your donations and also your your good vibes. And part of those vibes come from when you call. You'll be able to get a chance to become a sustaining member, and that can get you a lot of good feelings within yourself, knowing that you are a part of the community that keeps voices from places that generally aren't on the air and will not be on the air on commercialized radio. So we got to get all those voices on the radio and heard and get people organized, and this is a great way to keep people out there, voices heard. 877-500-5266. You can call. You need to call right now. All right?
You don't really get this opportunity to actually get this radio. I mean, everywhere I've been, I've never heard any community radio that was such as this. And you got the college radio stations in a lot of parts of the country, and all they do is just a bunch of programming, playing a lot of music. With this, you're actually supporting real news, news that you don't get to hear on TV or any other broadcasting station, something that, you know, that's worth the donation for. And even though you get another good promotional gifts, you know, $75 for a tree, it's just much better than that. You don't get this anywhere. And I'm from across the other side of the United States. On the East Coast, I like this radio station. This is one of my most favorite radio stations. And people like you really do make the difference. You guys actually send out that information that people need to hear, the real information that most media stations are afraid to report about.
Yeah, and so that number again is 877-500-5266, or you can go to kboo.fm, click on the donation banner, and you can become a member right now. And becoming a member means that you are supporting KBOO and making it a strong institution within this community. And always remember, we are on stolen indigenous land, and part of rectifying that is doing things communally, and that's what KBOO is. So please call right now, 877-500-5266, or go to kboo.fm. You're listening to Right to Survive Radio.
Thank you for listening to Right to Survive Radio on KBOO 90.7 FM. And we're hearing the phone rings now. That's
yay!
Great.
Oh, that's excellent.
And I hope you continue to call us at 1-877-500-5266. And this now has come out, upcoming events at Right to Survive and Right to Dream too.
Yeah, some of the things we have coming up is our rally that we're going to join in support against Monsanto. When is that coming up?
That's on the 23rd of this month, and be at the Park Blocks in Pioneer Square. We're going to be marching. We're going to be talking about food sovereignty. We're going to talk about how houseless people don't get the proper nutrition to survive. Then we're going to have our Pitch a Tent campaign.
And when's Pitch a Tent?
On June 5th and June 6th. So come out. We'll be on 4th and Washington, north or southwest, downtown Portland.
Why is Pitch a Tent so important, Abraham?
Pitch a Tent is so important because they allow people to put a tent on a sidewalk for pleasure, but not for a way of survival and life. So we're putting tents out so houseless people can enjoy the parade also, because we're human and we need some enjoyment.
You know, let's take this time to come out and directly talk to you. You are so valuable here to KBOO, and we would like to hear a phone call from you. Just give us your thoughts. Give us an idea for a show. Become a sustaining donor. For $75, we can have Friends of Trees plant a tree in your name. And you can support us and support community radio. It's a valuable, valuable option. And you know you love to call, turn on your radios. You love to call in. So you would like to hear the programming that we have on the air. Or go online. It's kboo.fm. And the number here again is 877-500-5266. Hey, Ibrahim, coming up in July, Right to Survive is doing a special fundraiser. What is the fundraiser, and why is it important for the houseless community?
The special fundraiser is that we have the Best Graffiti Artist Contest July 11th, and that's going to be on 26 and Powell at the SEIU building. And we invite all people who like to tag doors to come and tag our doors, but not at Right to Dream too. So come on now and join the Best Graffiti Artist Contest. We're going to have live music. We're going to have bands. We're going to have hip-hop music. And we're going to have dancers from the Philippines all celebrating the best the best graffiti artist in Portland.
One more time, the number to call in your pledge is 877-500-5266 or go online at kboo.fm. You know, even if it's $5 a month or you're able to give $1,000 for the year, it is imperative that you help keep KBOO on the air, providing the programs that you love to hear. Please call in right now. Let's end this show with the phones ringing off the hook. 877-500-5266.
And we want to thank everybody at Right to Dream 2 that's listening on this radio show and listening on KBOO 90.5 FM on your radio. 90.7 FM on your radio. I'm not gonna get it now, y'all. I just wanted to make sure you all was listening. So goodbye.
Good night, everyone.
And you are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO would like to say thank you to our community partners that are feeding our volunteers today. Breakfast is from Crema Bakery at 2728 Southeast Ankeny, serving morning pastries, coffee, teas, cakes, sandwiches, and soups. Lunch is from Bridges Cafe and Catering at 2716 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, committed to using local and organic ingredients. Breakfast served all day and lunch on weekdays. Dinner is from Marrakesh at 1201 Northwest 21st Avenue, open daily 5 to 10 p.m. with belly dancing Wednesday through Sunday.